asks, let's review. The Gemara continues discussing Kaifim heretics and records several exchanges between the Chachamim and the Kaifim. Amalei Kaifel Rabbi Gamliel, Eleihechem Ganavu. A heretic told Rabbi Gamliel, Hashem is a thief, because the Pasuk says, Vayapol Hashem Elokim Tardem Al Adam Rishon. He took on the Adam Rishon's side as he slept. The Kaifer's daughter then answered him as follows, Listen bo aleinu halayla. The not lumemen the kitten shall kesef, the nichelon the kitten shall zav. Thieves came and took our silver pitcher, exchanging it for a golden pitcher. The Kaifer said, V'lavai shev aleinu b'chol yayim. Such thieves should visit us daily. Whereupon she replied, V'layafa hayla the adam rishon, shenot lumemen the tzela achas, v'nos nlai shevcha l'shamashay. Was it not worthwhile for Adam Harishon to lose one side and gain a maidservant? The Kaifer then asked, L'shak lebehedya. He should have taken it while he was awake. She answered, Isali umtzeb de bistra. Bring me some raw meat. And oisva tuse bachasha, afiksa, amrle achel mehai. She broiled it in the ashes and then took it out and told him, eat this. But he said, Meisali, having seen it prepared, I'm disgusted. And so she told him, Adam Rishon nami, ihava shekila behedya hava meisali. If Adam Rishon had seen Hashem form Chava, he also would have been disgusted. Another exchange, Amalei Kaifel Rabbi Gamliel, Ksiv Moinim Misbalekha Chava, my Revuse, Monli Kaifve. A heretic told Rabbi Gamliel, why does the Pasuk praise Hashem that he counts the stars? I also know this number of stars. According to one version, Rabbi Gamliel asked him, Emli Kachve Shinich Kamahava, tell me how many teeth you have. Whereupon Shadu Yod Lepume Bekomanil, he put his hand into his mouth to count his teeth. Rabbi Gamliel then pointed out, you don't know what's in your mouth, yet you claim to know what's in the heavens? Another exchange, Amrulei Kesel Reb Tanchem, Tala Hava Kula Namachad. The Caesar told Reb Tanchem, let us be one nation. Reb Tanchem replied, L'chai, Anand Malina Le Metzinim Hava Kavasaichu, Atun Malisa Hava Kavasan. I agree, but we Jews cannot reverse our circumcision, while you can circumcise and become like us. The Caesar then told him, you argued well, but anyone who bests the king is thrown into a den of wild animals. They threw him in, but the animals did not eat him. A tzaduki claimed the animals must not be hungry. And so they threw him in and they ate him. Another exchange, a heretic challenging Gamliel. You claim that the divine presence rests with every quorum. How many such presences are there? Gamliel then demanded from the Kaifer's attendant, Amai al shim shabavesi the Kaifer. Why did you let the sun into the heretic's house? The attendant replied, Shim shakule almanicha. The sun shines everywhere. Whereupon Gamliel pointed out, Uma shim shadachad min elef alfi ribu shamashad de kamakotcha brichu, nicha lekule alma. If the sun, which is only one of Hashem's many servants, shines everywhere, shchinta de kadesh brochu, alachas kamavakama. Certainly the divine presence can be everywhere. Amalehu minil rabavo elekechem gachanu. A kaifer asked Rabbi Avoh, Hashem mocked the prophets because he first told Yechezkel, shachavat sitcha asamali, rest on your left side. And he then told him, shachavat sitcha yamani, rest on your right side. Bo answered, Hashem brings suffering on the greatest tzaddikim in order to cleanse the Jews of sin. After listing many reasons why only one man was created, the Mishnah concludes, therefore every Jew should say, the entire world was created for my sake. The Mishnah concludes its account of what Bezdin would say to the witnesses. Perhaps you will say, why do we need to go through this trouble if it would be safer not to testify? However, the Torah requires a person who witnessed an event or has relevant information to come forward and testify. Furthermore, perhaps you will say, why should we cause another person's death? However, the Pasuk says that the perishing of the wicked is a reason for rejoicing. The Gemara cites a similar Pasuk, the people rejoiced upon hearing of the wicked King Achab's death. And the Gemara infers, as Rashi explains, Mashma harina miyuchedes shahisa sida lavi. Seemingly, the pasuk refers to a specific rejoicing which was foretold. And Rav Acha ben Chanina explains, Ba'avoid Rishom Rina, Ba'avoid Achav ben Amri Rina. The pasuk mentioned in our Mishnah foretells the rejoicing upon Achav's death. Although Rabbi Yonason explained, Ena Kadosh Baruch Hu Semech ben Palas and Shal Rishayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu does not rejoice with the downfall of the wicked. As we learned, Ba'isa Shah, Shabikshu Malachi Ashur Slaim Ashur Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, during Kriyas Yamtsev, the Malachim wanted to sing Shira, But Amalan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Maisa Yadi Tev Mayam, Ba'atem Oim Shira Lefanai? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, my creations, the Egyptians are drowning in the sea, and you would like to say Shira? However, the Gemara explains, Hu Einasas Avalachayim Mesas. He does not rejoice, but he causes others to rejoice. The Gemara now discusses Avadi HaNavi, who is a member of Achav's household. The Pasuk says, V'yikra Achav Elavadyo Asher Al Habayis. Achav called for Avadya, and the Pasuk then interjects, V'avadyo Hayu Yarish Emoed. The Gemara explains that Achav told Avadya, B'Yakav Ksiv Nichashti V'Avchein Hashem B'Glalecha. B'Yosef Ksiv V'Yivar Hashem Es Beis HaMitzvah B'Glal Yosef. The Pasuk says that the house of Lavan was blessed in the merit of Yaakov Vino, and the house of the Petifah was blessed on the account of Yosef. And yet, based on that, who gavra lehava mivrach, shem elo yirilikim ata. My house was not blessed. Perhaps you're not a yirei shemayim. Therefore, at that time, yatsa baskal v'amra v'avadyo ha'yoyaris Hashem o'id, avu beis shel Achav einim mezum lebracha. A heavenly voice declared, Avadya feared Hashem exceedingly. However, Achav's house is not fit to be blessed. The Gemara elaborates on Avadya's yirei shemayim. Gadol shenema b'Avadyahu yisim ha'shenema b'Avram. The Pasuk praises Avadya more than Avram Avinu. B'Avram l'ksiv mo'ed, b'Avadyahu ksiv mo'ed. The Pasuk regarding Avram says, Ati yedati ki yirilikim ata. I know that you fear Hashem. But the Pasuk regarding Avadya says, V'Avadyahu ha'yoreis Hashem mo'ed, he feared Hashem exceedingly. The Gemara describes Avadya's actions. M'nei ma'zocha Avadya l'navias. Why did Avadya merit prophecy? As Rashi explains, Ger ha'ya v'ena shechina shara elal miyuchasin shab Yisrael. He was a convert, and ordinarily only people of pure lineage merit prophecy. The Gemara explains, "B'mnei shehichbi meya neviim b'ma'ara." He hid 100 prophets in a cave when Queen Izebel sought to destroy them. The Gemara discusses Avadya's prophecy. The pasuk says, "Chazayin avadyo koyim Hashem lekim la'edim." Avadya prophesies about Edom, and the Gemara cites two reasons for this. Yavei avadyahu hadar bin shnei rishon v'leilomim mimaseim v'inavei al esav arasha shadar bin shnei tzaddikim v'leilomim mimaseim. Hashem said Avadya lived with the two Rishom, King Achav and Queen Izebel, and was not negatively influenced. Let him prophesize about Esav, who lived with two tzaddikim, his parents, Yitzchak and Rivka, and was not positively influenced. Avadya ger adoy mihaya. Avadya was a convert from Edom, and as people say, Minei ubei avei nezel beinarga. The forest itself supplies the wood for the handle of the axe that will destroy the forest. Hadnulach Echadin Mamnes, where Baruch Hashem completed the fourth paragraph of Masechet Sanhedrin, and the next year will begin the fifth paragraph, Koyu Boitkin, Be'ezus Hashem.